From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Fruit Grower Report. When will ag producers and transporters actually be exempt from a CO2 emissions fuel tax and stop being charged the additional amount? Washington Policy Center's Ag Research Director Pam Lewison says that is a question a lot of folks are asking.
I think the biggest problem really right now is that food producers and transporters are being charged an illegal tax. It says in the bill that they're exempt from this tax, but they are being invoiced and billed for that tax right now and have been effectively since January.
So what needs to happen first?
There needs to be some sort of mechanism to get folks who do large bulk purchases of fuel for food production and transport reimbursed at the rate at which they were charged as quickly as possible.
Because Lewison says it adds up quickly.
You know, if you do the math, it's a lot of money that's being contributed illegally to the state coffers for the Climate Commitment Act. In fact, just in diesel purchases alone, at the current auction rate, we're talking about $33 million.
Lewison says there have not been any lawsuits filed yet, but it wouldn't surprise her if that happens after the current legislative session is complete.
And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.